Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank your gracious Heavenly Father for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly place is not our home, God, but that you have prepared in line and wait for those of us that are living according to your will and according to your way. Hallelujah. Have prepared a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but Jesus Christ is his creator and his architect. So, Father God, until you crack that cloud one historic day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you, hallelujah, in the price, hallelujah, of their iniquity. I want you to grace me, your servant, words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep with the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus, the mighty, matchless, marvelous name. And we shall all, as a whole kingdom nation of God's children, shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just feel so good with that song. I'm just going to let it play a little bit. Oh, hallelujah, because I know God is a wonderful God. Yes, he is. I'm just going to play a little of that. Get close to your radio, because we intend to have church on tonight. Look for the good in a person. Hallelujah. We know that we all can point fingers at this one and that one. And even though we all have sinned and fell short of the glory and honor of God, so we should not point fingers, but we are to lift each other up. Hallelujah, in the highest esteem. We are to pray faithfully for one another daily. That is what God has instructed you and I to do. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into our service right now. And we're going to go into the law of 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. And it reads like this. We give thanks to God always for you, all making mention of you in our prayers. And so as you go through your day and before going down into bed, it's just a blessing to be able to know that someone somewhere over the earth is praying for you and your loved ones, and just, you know, keeping us mindful in the spirit. And we are to do likewise, making mention of them in your prayers during the day and late at night. Hallelujah. When you're up and about, you know, it's so rewarding to know that someone is praying for us, because we all need prayer. Not just one time, but we need prayer on a day-to-day basis. We need prayer. The Bible tells us that man should always pray and to faint not. So we are not to faint, but we are to pray one for another. Hallelujah. And I read about a young boy who had been naughty during a family devotion. And the father prayed for his son and mentioned another bad thing, hallelujah, that the boy had done. Soon afterward, the mother heard the six-year-old sobbing. And when she asked what was wrong, the boy cried out, said, "Daddy, I always tell God the bad things about me. But he never tells him the good things that I do." Hallelujah. And what happened to that child underscores a shortcoming that is common in many of us. And we know that instead of recognizing the good in people, we tend to notice their faults. And I'm reminded that we could learn from the example of the Apostle Paul in his letter to his spiritual sons and daughters in the Thessalonians. He wrote, "We give thanks to God always for you all." And it says in verse 2, he remembered their works of faith. He remembered, hallelujah, their labor of love and their patience of hope, verse 3. And he told them that because they received, hallelujah, the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, they were an example to others, verse 6 and 7. He said that from then, the word of the Lord had sounded forth in every place. And we know that verse 8, Paul's word must have encouraged them and spurred them on to even greater service for the Lord. And so we are to, you know, just let's be more ready to commend each other than to condemn. When we see good in others, let's tell them. We know that it will encourage them. And that's exactly what they need. Could we only see the goodness of the ones we meet each day, we would overlook their failures. And as we greet them on life's way, and we know that correction does much, but encouragement does even more. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we are to not to tear each other's down with unkind words, but to build each other up each and every day. We know that we have friends and constituents all over the world that are going through trials and tribulations. They don't know how they're going to pay their bills. They don't know how they're going to get that tuition for their child college tuition. They don't know how they're going to pay, hallelujah, for the dorm on that campus for their son or daughter. They don't know how they're going to pay for that column. And so the list just go on and on. But if we could just keep quiet sometime and just pray for those individuals and let God do what we can't do. And that is, my friend, show up and show out. We know that God is known for centuries in showing up and showing out, showing his mighty hand, his goodness toward us, his church. We know that God, not only did he show up, but God laid hands on the blind and their eyes was opened. God laid hands on the dumb and it began to speak. Hallelujah. God began to lay hands on the lame and the lame man picked up his bed and walked. We know that God at an wedding, they run out of wine. But we were told that God taken water and turned it into wine. Hallelujah. So we know that God is known in the era of time for showing up and showing out. And he's that same God of yesterday as he is today. He is the God who was and who is and who is to come. And so we know that God can work out any situation in your life. What we need is to encourage one another. And we're talking about look for the good in a person. We know that each and every one of us has some good in us. I don't care how big and bad a person might be or to lead one to believe that he's so bad that he don't have any good traits. But I am reminded that the word of God said that every single thing that God made was good. So we know in that retrospect that each and every one of us as made in the image of God has some goodness in us. I don't care how bad that person is. It is yet good on the inside embedded in his heart. There lies some good in each son or daughter, each boy and girl, each man and woman that stepped on this planet Earth. There is some good in every one of us because the Bible tells us so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so we are reminded that in the law of Acts 28, and I'm again reminded as Apostle Paul was traveling to Rome, he met some fellow believers. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and he took courage. That's in verse 15. What better compliment could be offered us than to have someone say, talking to you has encouraged me to continue on in my spiritual walk. And we know that each and every day we want to influence someone's life in some retrospect. If it's a how you doing, if it's a God bless you, if you shake the hand, if it's a hug, if it's a kiss on the cheek, whatever service you can render, I know that the person that you have rendered that implement of love and kindness too. We'll be glad that you did. We'll be appreciative. Hallelujah. We know that the world is full with trouble and discouraged souls who are struggling along in the Christian life. They encounter battles and weary. They're almost ready to give up. But when they see you, what influence do you have on them? Do you inspire them more noble lives of service? Or does your example tend to drag them down? I would encourage you that may we influence others in such a way that they will take and say, I want to go higher. And our prayer should be, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I would be to others a cheering ray of light. Inspire them with courage to climb some newfound height. And we know that the human spirit soars with hope, lifted by an encouraging word. And we are yet, hallelujah, talking about seeing, hallelujah, and looking for the good in a person. Hallelujah. We know that the experience of being an African American often causes us to identify with the trials of the biblical character Job. When we feel overwhelmed by such trials, we read in the law of Job 42, we can take courage, and he courage us immensely during these difficult times. At this point in the drama, Job no longer doubted the power and omnipotence of God. He knew God personally through experience. He had wrestled with God emotionally and spiritually. As a result of Job's persistence in dealing with his situation, we know that he stood face to face with God. And as Job himself stated, now my eyes see it be. Verse 5. In the final analysis, we know that Job was vindicated and became the agent of divine mercy for his friends. His prayer was accepted by God. And more importantly, Job himself was accepted by God. We know that the love of God is such that even when we feel utterly abandoned by friends, and perhaps even by God, he will come to us personally as he came to Job. God come as an answer to our question. In his presence, the deep wounds of our souls are healed, and we are made whole again. We know that the wholeness his love produces even heals our broken relationships. If we as African Americans ever needed to be reminded, hallelujah, of such divine visitation, it is now. As Christians, we must be beacons of light, affirming that the darkness of our days would not and cannot ultimately last. We must tell the world that at the center of the universe is a heart of divine love that will not and let us go, will not and cannot let us go. We must say that our eyes have seen him. And our prayer should be, oh, divine Redeemer, we thank you that you have not left us alone. We thank you that you come to us and answer us personally. Because of you, all is made whole and we are fully restored. For this, we are grateful. Help us to express this day our inadequate and as African Americans, to affirm our oneness as members of the human family and to strive to heal all brokenness Amen. And I would encourage you all tonight, hallelujah, to see the good. Look for the good in a person. Stop pounding bad comments toward your loved ones that's strung out on drugs, that's been unfaithful to his wife or to her husband, but to encourage that person. Encouragement can help, and encouragement can heal. So I would encourage you to look for the good in a person. And in ending, I hope and pray that I've said something to infuse your mind. Hallelujah. And inject your spirit. If I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you would want the old triple virus to go down and pray on your behalf. Hallelujah. You're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of science. Send your correspondence. Make it attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address. And it's all about God at yahoo.com. Till we meet again across these skyways and byways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We allow the conclusion of this selection. Bring our program to its conclusion. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God once again to go in you. Bye for now.
Dr. Marvin Winans was here right now, you know what he would say? Ain't no need to worry. What the night? It'll be all over in the morning. Yeah. In the morning. Yeah. Morning. Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's gonna come over in the morning. Do y'all believe that? In the yes, it is.